Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, the fire that refines, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 9 to 11. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Take thou also unto thee wheat and barley, and beans, and lentils, and millets, and fitches, and put them in one vessel, and make thee bread thereof, according to the number of the days that thou shalt lie upon thy side. 390 days shalt thou eat thereof. And thy meat which thou shalt eat shall be thy weight, 20 shekels a day. From time to time thou shalt eat it. Thou shalt drink also water by measure, the sixth part of a hin. From time to time thou shalt drink. God knows that unless some of us are placed under the extreme heat of the refiner's fire, we're never going to understand the true condition of our heart. And as a result, we are never going to humble ourselves before the Lord to the point where He can change our heart. There are times when God has to put His children through some form of stress in order to arouse their attention to the true state of their spiritual condition. There are times when God has to allow us to walk through the valley of the shadow of death so that we can understand how to fear no evil, because we know that God is with us. There are times when God has to allow us to feel the weight of sin on our shoulders so that we can learn to cast all our burdens on Him, because God alone can care for us in the correct way. God allowed the prophet Ezekiel to go through an uncomfortable situation so that he could reveal to Ezekiel the true spiritual state of the children of Israel. The word of the Lord said the following in Ezekiel 5, 9 to 11. Take thou also unto thee wheat and barley and beans and lentils and millet and fitches, and put them in one vessel, and make thee bread thereof, according to the number of the days that thou shalt lie upon thy back. 390 days shalt thou eat thereof, and thy meat which thou shalt eat shall be thy weight, 20 shekels a day. From time to time thou shalt eat it. Thou shalt drink also water by measure, the sixth part of a hin. From time to time thou shalt drink. Here we see the Lord telling Ezekiel to do something that was really strange. He was required to eat bread for 390 days and to drink a certain portion of water for that same period of time. This sounds like depriving the body of all essential elements or nutrients for proper function. In order to get to a better understanding of why God gave this command to Ezekiel, let us take a few minutes to examine Matthew Henry's commentary on this passage of scripture. And he quote, and I quote, "The prophet here, to affect the people with the foresight of it, must confine themselves for 390 days to coarse fare and short commons and all ill dress, for they shall want both food and fuel." One, is his meat, for the quality of it, was to be of the worst bread, made of but little wheat and barley, and the rest of beans and lentils and millets and fitches, such as we feed horses or fat hogs with. And this mixture, as milk corn or as that in the bagger's bag that has a dish full of one sort of corn at one house and of another at another house. Of such corn as this must the prophet bread be made while he underwent the fatigue of lying on his side and needed something better to support it. Verse 9, note, it is our wisdom not to be too fond of dainties and pleasant bread, because we know not what hard meat we may be tied to, nay, and may be glad of before we die. The meanest sort of food is better than we desire, and therefore must not be despised nor wasted, nor must those that use it be looked upon with disdain, because we know not what may be our own lot. Number two, for the quantity of it, it was to be of the least that a man could be kept alive with, to signify that the besieged should reduce to short allowance and should hold out till all the bread in the city was spent. The prophet must eat but 20 shekels weight of bread a day. That was about 10 ounces. And he must drink but the sixth part of a hin of water. That was a half a pint, about 8 ounces. The distinct of the lesion desire and diet is 14 ounces of meat and 16 ounces of drink. The prophet in Babylon had bread enough to spare and was by the riverside where there was plenty of water, and yet that he might confirm his own prediction and be assigned to the children of Israel, God obliged him to live thus sparingly and he submits to it. We must note, God's servants must learn to endure hardship and to deny themselves the use of lawful delights when they may thereby serve the glory of God, evidence the sincerity of their faith, and express their sympathy with their brethren in affliction. The body must be kept under and brought into subjection. Nature is content with a little, grace with less, but lust with nothing. It is good to stint ourselves of choice, that we may the better bear it, if ever we should come to be stinted by necessity. And in times of public distress and calamity, it ill becomes us to make such or much of ourselves as those that drink wine in bowls and were not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. End of quote. So today, God is reminding us that sometimes he allows hardship to come upon us so that through this process, he can refine us like pure gold. God knows that the children of Israel needed to be purified of sin, and that the only way this purification process could occur is through the Babylonian captivity. We serve an awesome God who is not willing that we should perish, but that we should but come to repentance. God wants us to have a knowledge of the state of our sinfulness so that we can repent of our transgression. I pray that we will continue to allow the Holy Spirit to take full control of every single area of our lives, so that he will help us to better understand why he has allowed us to go through certain situations. God uses the refining properties of fire to remove the impurities from our lives so that he can come out, and that we can come out as more effective witnesses for God. Let us pray. Father, use the fire today and refine us. Clean us up today, Lord. Remove the impurities from our lives. Help us, Lord, to surrender to you so you can do that today, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.